A call has been made to government to give the Public Interest and Accountability Committee the power to prosecute institutions and stakeholders in the petroleum sector who misuse public funds from the petroleum revenue. Again, there's the need for stronger and constant monitoring of what and how petroleum revenues are used for in order to ensure transparency and accountability in the management of the revenue. These and other suggestions were made when members of the Public Interest and Accountability Committee of Parliament visited Kumasi to educate the people of Ashanti region on the management of Ghana's petroleum revenue from the year 2011 to 2016. Correspondents Sandrine Odrampuansa and Alex Bayo sat in for Radio Ghana and have filed this report.
The Public Interest and Accountability Committee was established by an Act of Parliament, the Petroleum Revenue Management Act, Act 815 in 2011. The committee is made up of professional, pressure, traditional and religious groups with a mandate, among others, to monitor and evaluate compliance with the Petroleum Revenue Act by government and relevant institutions in the management and use of petroleum revenues and investments as provided in the Act. In a PowerPoint presentation, a member of PIAC and president of GJA, Roland Afelmoni, explained that from the year 2011 to 2016, the country accrued over $3 billion in petroleum receipts. These revenues were distributed into the annual budget funding amount, Ghana Heritage Fund, GSF, and Ghana National Petroleum Council. He touched on areas the revenue has been invested to include projects, education, works and housing, transport, health and agriculture. Other areas include environment and science, trade and industry, water, markets and security. Taking their turn, the participants called for the need for government to also invest part of the petroleum revenue to make basic education quality and free. Representatives of the Federation for Persons with Disability called for government to invest part of the revenue to build and equip more special schools. It was further recommended by the participants that government must outline key priority areas to invest, as the current ones are too widespread, which does not make the citizens feel the impact made by the petroleum revenue. They again called on government to invest more of the petroleum revenue in the agriculture sector to make it more attractive to the youth.